Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Maybe get a voice would be a good idea, too. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Ken Glickman, our weekly segment, Get a Job, talking about all aspects of employment. Ken, today we want to talk a little bit about resumes and how important they are to someone looking for work.
You sound great, Jack.
Thank you.
Resumes. Now, I think, I'm a writer and so are you, I think resumes...
Ken, you sound great.
I'm better. And the most difficult documents to write. I mean, they're so personal. There's so much about you. And you never know how much to write or how little to write. So I really think that writing a good resume is really, really hard and almost impossible to do by yourself. You really got to have a helper, either a writing helper or someone who knows your career, who knows where you worked and understands. So I've sort of listed some stuff that you got to watch out for.
Okay.
You ready?
All right. Yeah, let's start with the pitfalls.
Well, too long. Now, some people, of course, there's another terminology called curriculum vitae, a CV.
Yeah. Okay. Are you all right, Ken? All right.
I am. These are usually done by academics, and they list everything. They list all the writings and the documents and everything they've written, and that goes on for literally 25 to 30 pages. Obviously, a regular person in the business world does not want a resume like that.
Right. A regular person I know doesn't have 35 pages of accomplishments. But
And not us, that's for sure. So 2 to 3 pages,
okay,
I think is fine. Now, the other problem...
What about the idea of a one-page resume? We hear about that.
Okay. Well, you must have been reading over my shoulder because the second problem is too short.
Too short.
Because they were told... In college,
right,
you should have a one-page resume.
Right.
And that's fine if you're 21 years old and you don't have much to do. But when you're 35, 40, and up, and you've worked with a couple of companies and you've had some significant accomplishments, a one-pager ain't going to do it.
Okay.
Because we have to realize what a resume is for. It's a marketing piece.
Okay, what about the idea that human relations people or those who are conducting a search are not going to take the time to look at anything more than a one-page resume? You're saying that's not true?
That's not true.
Okay.
Now, they're not going to look at pages and pages,
right,
but I would say 2 pages is not too much,
okay,
maybe even if it spills over.
Okay.
But I think you're selling yourself short if you have an extensive career and you try to, you know, crop it down to one page. It just doesn't work.
All right. So too long is bad. Too short is bad. It should be reflective of your accomplishments, but a couple of pages is okay.
But, you know, the main thing, again, is the focus. The focus is I'm selling myself.
Right.
That this is a marketing piece. This is not a biography.
All right.
You don't have to tell your whole life story.
Right.
Third thing is confusing. Now, a lot of resumes are confusing. And the biggest part of, one of the biggest part of confusions is, what does the company that you work for do? For instance, someone from this area might put down Dart Container. Okay, now everybody in this area knows that Dart Container makes foam cups,
right,
disposable foam cups.
Correct.
We all know that.
Yes.
But if you are going to send that resume to someone in Indianapolis, they've never heard of Dart Container.
Right.
So you've got to have exactly. So you've got to be pretty clear about what the company does and exactly what you do. And a lot of people it's very confusing. And who you report to. I was just working with someone last week who happens to have reported to the president.
Okay.
And shows the level that she was working at. She never had that on the resume, and it really showed an incorrect assumption as to how she works. Okay, poorly written. You know, this obviously is really important. Resumes are short. We've got to be concise. We've got to be clear, and they got to be well written. And that's where we need help.
Okay, I was told, Ken, by someone a long time ago, and yeah. It was the best resume advice I ever got. Not that I've had a lot of resumes floating around, but he said, take a page or two or three and convince yourself why you would hire you. And if you can't do that, you got a lousy resume.
Exactly. That's the whole marketing piece. Exactly. Not only that, but even make it like, can you tell if you didn't know anything about you, would you tell from this resume, knowing what you do and who you work for and what you're good at? Because some people want to be so general, you know, they want to be able to go into any company, that they are too general and people don't really know what they do. And also, you should understand that people will spend, HR people, will spend 20 seconds, maybe 30, reading a resume. And boy, you better be to the point, because they're not going to spend time. If it's confusing, if they can't figure it out, they're going to set it aside.
You're not getting a job with the resume. You're getting an interview. Isn't the
Absolutely.
Point of it all to get to the next stage?
Yep, you got to get that interview. I mean, you know, and if you are, now people get interviews from a lot of different ways.
Right.
But part of that is sending a resume into an HR department or a job board. I don't recommend that.
Right.
But on occasion you do. And someone, but it's more than that, Jack. It's your ability to focus yourself and to focus who you are. So when you go in for an interview, you could talk very succinctly about what you do.
You know, Ken, I want to talk about this more next week because I want to talk about references. I want to talk about some of the things that go on a resume. And I think that, you know, the idea is you've got to get someone's attention. Now, you can't lie about your credentials. We know what that can lead to. But you have to somehow get their attention and make them think, oh, this person is interesting. We need to know more.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Ken. I appreciate it very much.
Talk to you next week.
Ken Glickman from Gilbert Tweed Associates. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You.